I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, a cave diver goes inside an iceberg for science and sport. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
On Monday, the California State Assembly passed SB 206, a bill that would make it illegal for schools in California to punish student athletes for profiting off their own names and likenesses. And it therefore would pretty much destroy the entire NCAA amateurism structure. Am I overstating things?
No, you're being realistic, and so is the California legislature. There is absolutely no compelling logical, ethical, or any other kind of reason why a college athlete can't profit from his own image. That's crazy. And it's always been crazy. The testimony at the O'Bannon trial proved that it was crazy. And it was about time for some state or another to do this.
Well, the NCAA is basically saying, give us time to, quote, modernize our approach on this issue. The state senator who first introduced the bill has countered, saying that the NCAA has been stalling for decades. But still, it does seem like the NCAA holds a lot of cards here, because if the bill becomes law, California schools could be banned from national competition, right?
The NCAA could try to do that. It would be facing a staggering array of lawsuits, and it would also be, you know, shooting itself in the foot. And the legislator is absolutely right. The NCAA's tactic on this is to stall it as long as possible. And I've been saying for years, the NCAA mindset on this thing has got to change, because otherwise the whole thing is going to collapse at once and nobody's going to know what to do.
The United States flamed out of the FIBA World Cup with its worst finish in a major international basketball tournament. After about three dozen of this country's top players declined to make the trip to China, we really can't be surprised by this, can we?
Probably be a little bit surprised. I mean, they certainly shouldn't have lost as badly as they did. I think the players that made it deserve credit for going. I don't know how important the FIBA World Championship really is in terms of judging the status of American basketball.
Well, USA Basketball Managing Director Jerry Colangelo said, quote, "You can't help but notice and remember who you thought you were going to war with and who didn't show up." It seems to me that if noticing and remembering means not inviting back, Team USA is going to be mighty thin for next summer's Olympics in Tokyo, don't you think?
Yeah, Colangelo's just blowing off steam. I mean, he's a smart guy. He must recognize the contradiction inherent in what he said, that the way to solve the problem of not having our best players there is to insult our best players. You know, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
No. The Miami Dolphins lost their season opener to the Baltimore Ravens 59-10. And if that wasn't bad enough, according to Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio, quote, "multiple Dolphins players contacted their agents and directed them to attempt to engineer trades elsewhere." Apparently, the players think the team is tanking. Is tanking even a thing in the NFL?
We're going to see, because if this isn't tanking, it's the closest thing the NFL has ever come to it. And I don't blame the players. I mean, they're playing a dangerous sport for a team that doesn't necessarily want to win very often. They're in the number one draft pick business right now.
On Wednesday, Jonathan Villar hit a seventh-inning three-run home run to put the Baltimore Orioles up 5-2 over the Dodgers. And that baseball is going into the Hall of Fame, because that baseball was the 6,106th hit for a home run in MLB this season. And that's a lot, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's ever since they've replaced the baseball with, you know, flubber, records are going to fall. I mean, clearly they juice the baseball because they believe, as they, you know, that not merely chicks, but everybody digs the long ball.
Well, I know I'm going to expose myself as not a baseball purist here, but baseball is struggling to attract younger fans. It has a reputation for being boring. Why not encourage baseballs to fly out of ballparks?
I don't have a real problem with it. You know, essentially, a juiced baseball is what saved baseball after the Black Sox scandal and gave us Babe Ruth, for that matter. I mean, there are purists who don't like it, but you know what? There is nothing more tiresome in the world than a baseball purist.
And finally, Charlie, former snooker world champion Sean Murphy revealed this week that he was forced to miss a recent tournament because of an injury that proves that being a good dad is dangerous work. How was Murphy injured?
So Murph's at home and having Sunday dinner, and he's got a three-year-old son named Harry. And they slapped on the Disney's Greatest Hits.
As one does.
As one does, actually, with a three-year-old named Harry, or named anything else for that matter. And they were dancing around, and He partially tore his Achilles tendon dancing to the Disney hits. Now, I mean, if you watch people who play snooker, you realize that you sort of have to stand to play. And this is a real problem for your basic professional snooker person.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the forthcoming Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week here at Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.